On the other side of Jordan, just beyond the shining stream, I'll be resting in the beauty of that land. I'll go walking through the garden with that man from Galilee, who's the master of the troubled stormy sea. I am waiting in the shadow for that shining angel band. They will come and take me home to that land. On the other side of Jordan, they are waiting there, I know, and I'm ready, Lord, I'm ready now to go. On the other side of Jordan, there's so much I want to see. There's a mansion in that city waiting me. I'll proceed on that morning when I rise to weep no more. I'll be living on that everlasting shore. On the other side of Jordan, they are loved ones waiting me, who so often I am longing now to see. They are waiting for my coming when my race on earth is run, and the angels carries me across the sea. I will sit down by the river with my loved ones over there, and there won't be any worries, toss nor care. And we'll praise our blessed Savior when we reach that happy land, and we always will be happy over there. I am waiting in the shadow of that shining angel band. They will come and take me home to that land. On the other side of Jordan, they are waiting there, I know, and I'm ready, Lord, I'm ready now to go.
Lord, have God, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
I guess the first question I would have, are you ready to go?
Amen.
Have you got your robe washed white in the blood of the Lamb? Or are you still out there wandering around thinking that you're going to live another day? When the day's the day of salvation, the morrow may never come for you. The day is the day that God is calling. He's got his hands stretched out to mankind. He's a beckoning unto them. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon ye and learn of me. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. And ye shall find rest unto your soul. If you're searching for something to find rest in this world, you'll search until you go to the grave. The Bible says there is no peace unto the wicked, saith the Lord. There'll be no rest for you that don't know the Lord. In this world, just trials and tribulations and fears, a certain fearful looking and a fiery indignation will come upon you, letting you understand if you don't repent and be born again that you're going to go down to a devil's hell where the worm died not and the fire never quenched. There you see and understand this morning that and if you don't repent, that there'll be a never-ending part of suffering to the man that goes there that will be forever and forever. So here we have no continuing city, but we're seeking one for the children of God that one day he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. But I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. Well, I want you to know the day that God sent forth his Son into the world, made of a woman, made under the law, that he may redeem them which was under the law. That you and I could have a right to that city, brethren, that he was talking about, to that place that where he went to prepare. Where did he go? Listen, the day when he come upon the earth, brethren, he was born of a virgin down in a little city called Bethlehem. Listen, the day, brethren, prophesied of old and said many years ago, I prophesied in the land of Judea, brethren, in a place called Bethlehem. He said, though thou be small among the nations, yet out of thee shall come forth a ruler which shall rule all nations with a rod of iron. Brethren, the day that brought the day is not a rod of iron as you and I think as iron, brethren, but this rod is the word of God, brethren. Listen, he said, he said, the word, the spirit, brethren, listen, when it comes, it'll break the old stony heart. Brethren, he'll take out of that heart, out of that man a stony heart. Oh, give your heart a flame that you may feel that love, brethren, that comes down from God. This man, Jesus, brethren, I thought of him, brethren, the last few days, how he came unto this world and why he would leave the singing of the angel and all the joys and the splendor of heaven's sweet land. What manner of man is thee? Listen, the day, and who is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man whom thou visitest? Listen, this morning, brother, we was not worthy today. The world was not worthy to send forth the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, into this world, brother, that you and I could have a ride unto the tree of life.
we sold ourselves in sin and had nothing to redeem ourselves with. A man went astray from the Garden of Eden, brother. Listen this morning, and I was like Abraham or like Adam, brother. I went astray. I took all the forbidden fruit. I went out into darkness, brother. I wandered there many years. But blessed be the name of the Lord. He came into this world, the seek and the same, that which was lost. He came to give his soul a ransom for mankind, that we through his poverty that we might be made rich. Brother John, this morning, I'm a rich man this morning. I've got the royal garment on. I'm of the kingship this morning. I've gone, brethren, the day I feel this morning, brethren, by the blood of the Lamb, brethren, that I'm dwelling with him as king and priest right here upon the earth. Listen this morning, brethren, but because he came, born of the Virgin Mary, down in Bethlehem, brother. Jesus said, for this cause came I into the world. To this end was I born, brother. He was born down in Bethlehem, brother. Born of a Virgin Mary. Listen today, brother. He had a natural mother. But he had a heavenly father, brother. He came from God, brother. Listen today when he prayed in the garden. Listen what Jesus prayed, brother. He said, oh Father, glorify thou me with the glory that I had with you before the world was. Oh, brother, he prayed for the disciples. He prayed for those. He said, thou hast given me, I've lost none, save the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. Listen the day, brother, and while he walked here, even as a young child, Brother Terry, he performed the work of God. Stood in the temple and they questioned him and said, he questioned the great leader, brother, and they marveled at this young lad. Where did he get this wisdom from? Where did this wisdom come from, brother? It didn't come from Mary, brother. It came from his father. Why the one, brother, who set the earth upon, hung it upon nothing, and stretched the north over the empty hole, brother. They often wondered why the big black hole was. Job foreseen the big black hole long before the sign ever discovered it, brother. He said he stretched the north over the empty plain. Listen, and hung the earth upon nothing. This man Jesus, brother, whom God through him created the world. The same one. It humbled himself, brethren, and came into the world, Brother Terry. Listen and walk upon the sandy shores of Galilee. The one, brother, that had made a little spittle on the ground and anointed the eyes of a blind man and had never seen, brother. Told him to go up to there, to the pool of Siloam, and wash and come see. Listen today, people, though you're blind in the world, and sin had blinded your eyes, there's a man called Jesus that walked this earth. Listen among men, he's able to anoint your eyes with the eye salve. What is that eye salve this morning? It's the grace of God. God, that bring us salvation, have appeared unto all men. Listen today, teaching them and teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly love, that we should live soberly and righteously in this present world. I offer him today, ever looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, it's all hanged upon him this morning. And why, brother? Because he walked, he came into this world made of the woman, had a body like unto ours, and he got tired along the journey, brother Terry. I love to been there sometime when he spoke unto the crowd, and they'd gather in from all around. Why did he gather into him, brother? It was prophesied of old. The law should not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. He gathered them in, brethren, even unto the Samaritan woman, which the Jews had no dealing with. He said, it's needful that I go through Samaria. Jesus was going to gather him in from the four ends where he'd scattered them. You believe the old Jewish howl had been scattered, Brother Corbin, to the four winds. Brethren, on the day of Pentecost, there was 17 nationalities, but they was all Jews. That proved, brethren, that he had scattered him out through all the land. Listen the day, but Jesus, brethren, the day, he had a purpose when he was here. He had a vision, brethren, that came from heaven. Foredetermined by the determined counsel that he should come into the world, that he should die on an old rugged cross. Listen, that you and I could have life and have it more abundantly. Listen, the day, brother, and all the miracles that he done. Listen, the people of the world, they didn't seem to think much of it, but they continued on trying to find a way. They'll bring him to an end, brother. The world in itself today would like to shut you out. Would like to take an end to Christianity. Friend, I'm going to tell you today, though the gates of hell prevail against, they'll never overcome her, brother. Listen today. Why? Because he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There's none greater than he. He'll keep you in the way. He'll keep the old churn, brother, as the apple of his eye this morning. Oh, friend, but listen, they accused him being a king, brother. They accused him rightfully so, brother. But here's the thing about it. When Judas, brother, he talked to the Jews and conspired to bring him unto them for 30 pieces of silver. Did you ever read of that before? There was a man called Joseph down in Egypt playing. Listen, the 12 tribes of Israel and his brothers sold him for 30 pieces of silver. And they took him down in the land of Judah in Egypt, brother. And there, brother, and by him being down there, God delivered them out of that land. Here was Jesus, brother, a type of Jonah. Joseph being the type of Jesus, brother, today I deliver them out of the land of Egypt. Brother, I want you to know we was in a wilderness land. The Lord found me in a waste town and wilderness. He picked my feet out of the mire and the clay and set them on that rock. That rock is Jesus this morning. And Judah brung the Jews, brother, the high priest unto Jesus one night, brother, after he had prayed in the garden. Father, if this cup may not pass from me, thy will be done. That's what we ought to pray today, yes, Brother John. Thy will be done. Oh, Lord, sometime I'd just like to run and hide. Sometime I'd like to go into a wilderness place where I can find the rest, brother, where there'll be no trouble there. Friend, but Jesus, he came into this world for this call. He was born unto this end. Was he born that he might be delivered into the hands of sinful men? Burn the day unto the Gentile. The Gentile and the Jews alike, they was all guilty, brother. I'm going to tell you today, we're all guilty of hanging him on that cross. But while they came, they walked up to Jesus, and Jesus said, "Whom seeking? We're seeking Jesus. I'm He." And when He spoke, brother, they all fell bang onto the ground. The power of God, the Word of God, is powerful. Quicker and powerful than any two-edged sword, brother. But Peter came with a sword. He came naturally to fight a battle. Cut off the servants here. Listen the name. But Jesus said, he that lived by the sword, died by the sword, reached down on the ground and picked up the servants here and put it back on his head. You would have thought now, seeing the blindness of these people, if you'd have seen a man do that, would you have carried him away? No, brother. But he said, I blinded their eyes that they couldn't see. I deafened their ears that they couldn't hear. For this cause came I into the world. To this end was I born. And they carried him out unto Pilate, upon to the palace, where Pilate was. And they brung him into the judgment hall, brother. For what cause have you brung him? If any man professed to be a king, he said he's a king of kings. Listen today, we only have one king, and that is Caesar. Listen today. Pilate said, are you a king then? You say it so. Listen today. Yes, he was the king. He was the king of glory, and he still is the king, brother. He's seated on the right hand of the majesty on high. Pilate said, what shall I do with your king then? Crucify him. Yeah. Away with him. Listen this morning, brother. Away with him. Give us Barabbas. We don't want nothing to do with this Jesus. Crucify him. Shall I crucify your king? Brother, the old and Pilate's wife had a dream that day about Jesus, brother. She came to him. You have nothing to do with this just man. Pilate said, I've examined him. I found no wrong with him. I found no evil in him that he should be crucified. But ye have a law that I should deliver one. Listen, before the Passover, that was the custom to release one, brother. And they cried out, give us Barabbas. Barabbas was a murderer, brother. Give us Barabbas. Away with Jesus. Listen, away with such a one from the earth, brother. They that only knew what manner of man he was. But God had blinded their eyes, brother. soul, friend. Sin blinded my eyes that I couldn't see. It deafened my ears that I couldn't hear. Until one day, Brother Terry, a man called Jesus along and opened up my eyes and let me see. Anointed my eyes with high salve. Give unto me a hope of eternal life, brother. Right here in this present world, I'm not waiting for eternal life. I've already gone. That hope done come to a reality, brother. If you've been repenting of your sin, just keep on calling upon the Lord. One day that hope of being saved will come to a reality. For you're saved by hope, friend. What is that hope this morning? It's a hope of glory. It's the anchor of the soul, brother. Sure and steadfast and unmovable. Always abounding in the word of the truth. And so, brother, Palestine, he called the Roman soldier the plaid a crown of thorn and put it upon his head. And I see him as they marched him through the hall, brother, and he began to cry, behold thy king. Oh, brethren, they took his garment from him and they put a robe upon him. Brother, they put a robe upon him and they put the garment around him. Brother, they marched him through the hall. Behold the man. Listen, Pilate said, you take him and crucify him. I wash my hands of all this. Brethren, but Jesus told him, he that delivered him, me unto you had the greater sin. Brethren, didn't say he was without sin, but he had the greater sin. Listen, the day and they took Jesus out to the Romans. They had a terrible way of killing a man in them days, brethren. And I thought, brethren, how Jesus, no doubt, was thinking about all the joys that he left heaven and how the peace was over in heaven. And you know, he had to think, brethren, about all the things that he was going to suffer, brethren, while he was down here on the earth. And for this cause he come to the world. To this end was I born. How he knew he was going to have to come before the Romans, brethren, and they platted a cat tail of nine tails, brethren, and with a glass and all the sharp objects in it, and they whipped him and they beat him. Brethren, to almost no man could have recognized him. Brethren, and then the last day they took him upon that old rugged cross, brethren, and he bore his cross as far as he could. And then they compelled another man to come and bear it. God is compelling you today to bear the cross that you might wear the crown. Friend, then Jesus bore his cross upon Golgotha's hill, brethren, where they laid him down, and he opened not his mouth in all of his humiliation. He opened not his mouth, brother, stretched out his arm, and they nailed his hands to that old cross. And from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, the sun refused to shine. No doubt there was a great quietness over all the land when they crucified our Lord upon an old rugged cross. Only though they loved him came the watch, brother, and they and his mother came as he turned to her. Behold thy son, and behold thy mother. And for that hour his disciples took her unto his own home, brother. They loved her, brother, and Jesus loved her. Listen, brother, they was two men put on thieves that was crucified. crucified with him, the one on the right side and the other on the left side, and the one on the left ridiculed him, brethren, and said, if thou be the king, then save thyself, come down from the cross and save us also. But the man on the right side began to say, for just due we receive this reward. Brethren, but this man had done nothing amiss. Why then he turned to Jesus and cried, Oh Lord, remember me when thou comest in thy paradise. And Jesus turned to him and said, this day shall thou be with me in paradise. Brethren, and they begin to break the leg of them on the right hand and those on the left. But when it came to Jesus, brethren, let me get something here first. Brethren, the day when Jesus, when they died on the cross, they claimed at the last breath, brethren, they would raise their head. They get the last breath. I want to show you something here. When Jesus died, he bowed his head, brethren, all signifying he gave his life, brethren. They didn't take his life, but he laid it down. He gave his life upon that old rugged cross, and he bowed his sweet head and died and cried before he died, into thy hand come in my spirit, brother. Oh, brethren, then heaven no doubt rejoiced at the day, brethren. No doubt the singing of the angel, brethren. How sweet it must be over in heaven land. Listen the day, but brethren, it wasn't over, was it? They thought, the devil thought, I've done away with him. And the Roman soldier came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead. And he break the legs on either side. Brethren, when he came to Jesus, he break not his leg. Why? Because, brethren, there was a prophecy in the old Bible here. Not a bone of his bone shall be broke. Oh, friend, if he could have broke one of the bone, he'd have been able to remove you, because you're bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. You're one in Christ this morning, brother. There's no devil able to touch you. Why can he touch you, brethren? I'm going to tell you why. Because ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, brethren, shall appear, brother Jim, we shall also appear with him in glory. Oh, friend, listen, and the Roman soldier with a spear, because of evil thoughts in his mind, pierced the side of Jesus, and therefore came out blood and water. I've often beheld that blood and water as it came down by the side of Jesus, and thought of the prophecies of old. Oh, in that day shall a fountain be opened to the house of David for sin and uncleanliness. That blood came down. That blood was the atonement for sin. That water was to give life unto everyone's thirst, brother. Oh, brother, let him that is athirst come and drink of the water of life freely. It's salvation unto the worried soul. It's hungry. If you're hungry this morning, he is that bread of life. If you're thirsty today, he's got a drink of water. Listen, on the backside of the desert, there's water, brother. He said, in that day shall the desert flourish like the rose. It's going to bloom. He bloomed. They took him down off of that cross. And a man called Nicodemus took him, brother. That came by Jesus by night. He didn't come by night that day. He came in the daytime. Oh, let me have his body. He told me of a spiritual water. He told me of a spiritual water. spiritual burden. I believe. Do you believe this morning? It's all hinged on belief this morning. If you believe, you shall not perish, but have everlasting life abiding within you this morning, friend. And listen, the day Mary Magdalene on the first day of the week, she come to see where Jesus lay. There was an angel on the foot where Jesus lay, and on the head, and they begin to cry to her, see the place where he laid. He's not here. He's risen. Oh, he's risen. For this cause came I into the world, that this sin was I born, that I may pay for the sin of the whole world. I might die for sin. We don't suffer for sin. We suffer because of sin, but that's what we need to get on our mind. And Jim Murray ran down to Peter and said, the Lord is risen, brother. And while they ran, Peter and John ran up there. They looked in, brother, and the napkin was around his head, was folded and laid in his place, brother. And they say when we eat dinner, they say the custom was, if you was going to return to your table, brother, that you wouldn't fold your napkin. Friend, but he folded it up. Listen, signifying he was raising, he was gone, brother. He wasn't coming back to the tomb. No, brother. So the day that was the first time, brother, ever a man ever rose by the power of God for the sin of the mankind. The grave couldn't hold him. Listen, the day, friend, on the third and appointed morning, he came forward victorious over death, hell, and the grave. The suffering that no other man can suffer come to an end.
There you go, buddy.
Just the only man, the only sacrifice could ever been given, came by Jesus Christ. Brethren, and as he walked, two men walked down to the road of Emmaus. One day, Jesus appeared to them again to talk to them concerning the prophecy, why, what was going to take place, and what had taken place. Are you a stranger in this place? Have you not heard how they crucified our Lord? Whom we thought surely would. They thought he was going to set up a kingdom on earth, brother. Listen today. He didn't come to set up a kingdom here. He said, if my kingdom had been of this world, no doubt my servants would have fought for me. I could have called for 12 legions of angels, and my servants would have fought, and they'd overcome, brother. But no, he didn't need that. Because for this cause he came to die. So he rose from the dead, and he told the brethren when they went into the house, the door being closed, we can find where they assembled to sell themselves together. Listen, and the door being closed, he entered into that house and talked to the disciple, and Thomas wasn't there that occasion, brother. I'm trying to hurry, Brother Terry. Friend, but on another day, Thomas was there, and the door being closed again, the second time that Jesus appeared unto them, and the door being closed, he appeared unto them in the room, brother, and they was afraid, wasn't they? Come and touch me and see that a spirit have not flesh and bone as you see me have. Lord, 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 brother. And Thomas, he turned to Thomas and said, Thomas, come and put your finger in the nail prints of my hand. Thrust thy hand in my side and believe, brother. And he began to cry, Lord, my God. He believed because he saw. He said, blessed are they that have not seen and yet believe, friend. I believe this morning. I've never
never seen him, but I felt him, and I need blood fall upon my knee. I feel him every day, walking by my side. He's a God at hand. He's not a God at far. He's always nigh thee. The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth. That is the word of praise. Glory and honor unto his name. And he appeared to him the third time. Peter said, I go a fishing. He was on this earth for 40 days. But listen, the day before he went back. So there was another time. And Peter said, I go a fishing. And the brethren said, I'll go with you. And they went out on the lake, on the sea, and began to fish. And they toiled all the night long. And long about the morning time, brother, they saw a man on the seashore. He began to call out, children, have you any meat? We don't have no meat. We toiled all night, and we caught none. Sometime we toil, and we don't catch none along the way. You see, God made me a fisher of men. I try to fish the hearts of men. I try to bring them and show them the way of salvation, brother, more perfectly the day, brother. Cast your net on the right side. And they cast their net on the right side. And they brought up a great multitude of fish. And Jesus had two little fish on the coals of fire. And he had some bread, but I wonder where he got them at. And he cried. No doubt they was hungry all night long, they'd fish, brother. And Jesus cried, come and dine. Oh, friend, come and dine this morning. Let him that is athirst come and drink all the water of life freely. Let him that is hungry come and eat plentiful, my brother. Though you're in the wilderness, there's a table set that no man can know save they that's been born again, friend. Get in the house where the table's set this morning. Our God has given to us this kingdom. It's within you this morning. The table of the Lord is spread. The food is good. The grace is good. The water is cool. It's like good news from a far land. A soul is cool as cold water is unto a thirsty soul. So is good news from a far land. It's good today to know the Lord. If you don't know him, realize he died for you.
Yeah.
Suffered a terrible death that you and I may have life. Have it more abundantly. Yeah. It's abundant life in the Lord. The devil has blinded your eyes that you can't see. You just think you're living. I've got a lot of friends. And they get on these pills and they take all this stuff to think that they're having a good time. They think there's joy in that. And they have this buzz in their brain, and the devil has fed them this thought that they're having a good time, that they're enjoying their life, but they don't realize they're dying. Only through Christ can you have peace, brethren. Only through Christ can you be lifted up in the Spirit, Brother John, and feel that power come down, and you don't go home sick, or you don't wake up with a headache. You wake up with peace in your heart.
That's right.
Because the Lord has come.
Thanksgiving.
If you want to have peace, he said, my peace I give unto you. Yes. Not as the world giveth, give I unto thee.
Yeah.
I'll cause my peace, he said, to flow like a river. Brethren, when it comes down, it will bring peace to your soul. Now, I must give Brother Terry a little time.
No, it's all right, baby.
Come on, brother.
Thank you, Lord.